When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will arise at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." As we reflect on this gospel during Lent, we are aware that Jonah preached by the power of God and converted, according to the story, converted the people of Nineveh. And the Queen of the South came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And yet, I wonder, are we sensitive to what we know is the Word of God? It seems sad that people today, in some places, look at tarot cards and what have you to know what is going to happen to them, what they should do. A bit like the old pagan times when they opened animals' guts to see how they fell out, and they said that is telling the future. No, we have the Word of God, God's Word. And during Lent, it is a special time when we read the Scripture, we read the words and the doings of Jesus Christ. And if we did nothing else during Lent except sincerely and honestly and openly read the Word of God, what a wonderful Lent it would be. We try and read it with sincerity, with honesty. And also, we can't be selective in our reading of the Word of God. We don't just take the bits we like. We try and take the whole person of Jesus Christ. This will demand a great generosity and a lot of courage. But please God, during these days of Lent 2009, we will be aware of Jesus' words, and we will try and live them in our minds, in our hearts, and in our actions.